All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number on the line. My good friend, Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. Before we went to break, Dr. Craig, we were talking about the fact that Citizen Action has endorsed your good friend and mine, Mandela Barnes. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about why. Did we lose Dr. Craig?
Yeah, no, thank you. No, I'm here. Sorry about that.
That's all right.
I was having trouble unmuting myself, so I had a technical moment myself on my little phone. But anyway, for those listeners not familiar with Citizen Action Wisconsin, we're a statewide membership organization, grassroots, and we have membership chapters we call organizing co-ops. Spread across the state in five major regions, including here in Southeast Wisconsin. And so when we have a board of directors that makes the final decision, but it is not a small matter for us to get an endorsement in a U.S. Senate race. I mean, everyone is, or say something like a governor's race, particularly when we have a very competitive primary, and depending on where you want to cut off the line, four or five highly competitive candidates. And so this is a very talented field. There are very strong candidates in the Democratic primary, and they all competed strongly for our endorsement. So and there's much merit about each candidate. So I just want to say that I think we'll have a strong candidate even if Mandela is not able to win the primary. But so really, it was an endorsement that is about Mandela and what he brings to the table, as opposed to saying that we are opposed to all the other candidates. And this is a primary, and so we will see which candidate comes out on top. There are two candidates who are self-funded, who have the most money to spend. Theoretically, that would be Alex Lazary, the president of the Bucks, and State Treasurer Sarah Godlewski. Sarah Godlewski is a former member of ours in Northwest Wisconsin, in our Northwest Wisconsin organizing co-op. But Mandela Barnes is here in Southeast Wisconsin, and he's a former member of our board. But the fundamental reasons are that I've known Mandela since he first appeared on the scene. And he appeared on the scene not as a politician, but as a social justice organizer. And I remember him being very present at meetings and very friendly. I saw him everywhere, just trying to get his first organizing job. And we've known him ever since, worked with him. So we know his values. We know he was born and raised on the north side of Milwaukee to union parents who were salt of the earth. In fact, his dad is still a strong member of our organization, Citizen Action Wisconsin. And you probably met Mr. Barnes, Mandela. He's a wonderful man.
Know him well.
Yeah. And just always full of positive energy. And so, and Mandela, we think he's right. We test them, and we have a very advanced platform. We focus especially on healthcare and on addressing the climate crisis in a way that also improves economic equality dramatically. And we also defending democracy, but as far as proactive issues. And Mandela did very well. And in addition to all of that and his eloquence, he's a very good speaker. He would add a great deal of diversity to a very undiverse U.S. Senate, which is disproportionately white, male, and millionaire. He's none of those things. And he'd be only the 13th African-American ever to be elected to the U.S. Senate. And that includes all the senators under Reconstruction, we had a number of them then, and then it ended with Jim Crow. And he would either be the third or fourth in the current U.S. Senate, depending on whether Reverend Raphael Warnock, the senator from Georgia, is reelected. He is up for reelection. And so it would be huge that way. We also think, if you're just thinking about the election, that what Governor Evers brings to the table, because the top of the ticket will be the Democratic nominee for the Democratic Party, the Democratic nominee for U.S. Senate, and the Democratic nominee for governor, which will be Governor Evers. Governor Evers moves in the very center lane and is going to try to get kind of moderate swing voters, which there are actually less and less of if you study elections closely, which we do, and the evolution of American and Wisconsin politics. Really, the problem is that, particularly in the Trump era, but started earlier than this, elections have been more about turning out your base, people who support you but may not vote. And unfortunately, the Trump model, and that's what Ron Johnson's model is, that is really turning up the hate and the othering and the fear, right? And the does ramp up turnout for in their elections. And so we need to answer that. And we think Mandela Barnes has the best chance to ignite a lot of the young people and the people of color who might otherwise sit out this election. And that is critical because Ron Johnson, if he can replicate what Trump did twice in Wisconsin, will get massive turnout. The reason, Mandela, that polls show what 8 points off in Wisconsin in 2016 and 2020 is because they undercounted what Trump's actual vote would be because he revved his side up so much. So we can't just throw it away. You could argue that a combination of Mandela Barnes, who is lieutenant governor under Tony Evers now, and Tony Evers, is the ideal ticket both to drive turnout and to reach whatever's left of kind of the moderate swing voters who would vote for a very moderate Democrat like Governor Evers. Now, let's end on this. I've said a little more than I wanted to, Earl, and that is one of the things I want to call out is that Mandela is for the Thrive Act, which is a Senate act, which is the only serious bill out there on both addressing the climate crisis, so we don't have runaway climate change. We need to cut emissions almost in half by 2030, but do it in a way that opens up the economy and makes it more equitable and eliminates the huge income inequalities that have developed over the last 50 years. And so that is a real test for us, and Mandela fully embraces the Thrive Act, so we know what kind of senator he'll be. He'll be supporting what really needs to happen to change this, to change our country for the better.
I have to tell you, Robert, I've known, like you, have known Mandela for a long time. I'm really still in awe that we're talking about him at this very tender age of 35 or somewhere, wherever it is, right there, becoming a United States Senator. It shows the intellect of the young man, the commitment, the direction. I've supported him from the onset. Every time I was on air anywhere, from the first time he ran for office, I always had him on, supported him. And I'm really just, it's unbelievable when I hear even national Democrats talking about Mandela and pushing for Mandela to become one of a handful of the most powerful people in the world. That's amazing to me.
This is where the American dream is not dead, right?
Right.
You know, it was always a lie that there weren't qualified people who, you know, represented a much broader part of this country, why we couldn't have a U.S. Senate that looked like the country, or couldn't have corporate CEOs look more like the country with all of its diversity. And so we still have a system anyway where, even though it's hard, someone can just rise to the top who just comes from the north side of Milwaukee, Mandela, right? He's done this. Obviously, he's benefited from the fact that his parents worked hard and had unions. That's why we need to restore unions, right? So he had a stable upbringing. But now, at least within the modern Democratic Party, he has a fighting chance to rise up, though he does have to beat a couple candidates who have the wealth to self-fund their campaign, which he certainly can't do, and none of us can do. And I can hazard a guess that probably few, if any, of your listeners could spend $4 million, $5 million, or one candidate, Alex Lesry, spent $8 million, I think, on this election already. That most people don't have that privilege. So it's great that Mandela, who has raised about $4 million, which is hard work,